You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Paul just told an outrageous story during the break that I was dying. We'll have to have him repeat that. It is a PSA for the weekend. Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Joe Ostrowski. No Chris Mack, if you just noticed. Some technical issues from him. We missed him
for 3 hours. Could have gone home a few hours ago.
Yeah.
Done this show.
He sat there and waited almost the full 3 hours.
Waited.
Meanwhile, we've got our lightning bets ready for you. Joe? Where do you want to start?
All right. We're going to go. I don't know. Let's fade Musgrove. Let's do that. I think the Phillies looking good. It's about a coin flip. Yeah, I see. Yeah. Minus 106 is the lowest number. So I'll take the Phillies backing Nola in San Diego later tonight. As far as NBA action, all right, I'm going to go back to the Siakam well. It has worked so far in the series. Let's try it one more time. Over 37.5 points and rebounds. Still expect no Giannis in this matchup tonight. Clippers-Mavs go Zubats over 10.5 on the rebounds. Rebounding chances have been through the roof. Got a dozen last game. I think that's going to continue in this matchup. And tonight it is a bounce back spot for the Phoenix Suns. I know it hasn't looked pretty throughout. But let's say the Suns at least steal one. Probably wrong on who's going to win that series. But I'll take Phoenix -4.5 at home tonight. As far as Saturday, yeah, as short dogs, give me Cleveland. Give me New Orleans coming up tomorrow in the NBA playoffs.
Like it. I'll be on Paul George over 24.5 points, rebounds, assists. Oh, you know what? I messed something up. And that's just points and assists. No wonder it's so low. Probably going to lose that bet. I'm a clown. Classic
so
clown
which,
move.
Are you going to switch to PRA?
That was PRA, or... and I just bet points and assists thinking, this is great. He's been flying over this. I can't believe it. Yeah, that's because it's just points and assists, you idiot. So bad job by me. But hey, we're rocking with it. I already placed the bet. Obi Toppin over 7.5. He did go over that last game, did not in the first one. So I'll take my chances here now that they are home. And, you know, that's when the bench players like to step up. I'm also going to be fading no flex zone. That is Chris Flexen. Rays -1.5 first five run line +118 and a Randy Arozarena home run. He has had a home run off him before. It's +390.
Rose
Paul has a PSA before he gets to his bets.
Yeah, I was just explaining to these guys how the friends of friends were out, and I heard a story about them being in another locale and driving the car to the bar, doing the responsible thing and Ubering home. So they go to pick up the car the next day, and the car is running. The car was running the whole time. I don't know if it was a push to start issue or what happened. Oh, I didn't ask too many questions. I just laughed. But don't do that.
It's a locked weekend. What if it wasn't locked?
I mean, the keys were not locked in the car.
The lady would have turned it off. You would think whoever worked at the bar and noticed it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it the second or third stop of the evening? I don't understand.
I'm going to say no, hopefully. But yeah, I was not there. Don't know. Secondhand story. But there it is. I will take the Cavs, as I mentioned, tomorrow, +2. I think they get back on track against the Magic after a little dead cat bounce. I'm on Suns. I think they show some life at home. I'll play that Bucks Pacers over. Couple good offensive teams going up and down the floor. I like that Phillies look. So I will play them. I'm actually going to play them first five. See if Nola can get me there. Guardians. So Chris Sale's not been terrible, but he's still Chris Sale. Over 3.5 team total for the Guardians. Pretty low total there against a guy that has been a frequent guest on our list of losers list in the past. And, Mountcastle. Over 1.5 total bases. Really good history against the A's starter today. Stripling.
Yakub.
Oh, God. Okay, I almost hit myself in the face with the mic. That would have been really good. Anyway, there is a game that starts in a couple hours. It is the Royals, and they are dogs again against the Tigers. Just going to play them on the money line. Seth Lugo is going for the Royals. He's been awesome. Reese Olson for the Tigers. I like him, but he is a second-year pitcher, basically a rookie. He didn't pitch a lot last year. So I'm taking the Royals. The vibes are great. My Royals, I'm just going to keep backing them if I could get plus money. The rest of the card will be on Bet Slips and Bat Flips at 2 p.m. Eastern, twitch.tv/BetQL. I will be joining the Hawk on the Randy Arozarena home run bet, though. I really like that.
Okay. Very good. Jake, by the way, it was before you got in. I don't know if you probably didn't hear it. Gunnar Henderson. Now third favorite, AL MVP.
Yeah.
We talked about it at 100-1. Bet MGM, it's 8-1 now, and Paul didn't bet it.
Joe's calling me dumb. He's digging the knife into Paul right now. Like, what is happening today?
Why am I the way that I am? Why are you the way that you are, Joe?
We're ending the week on a positive note. Oh, like you didn't know that was coming.
For who?
Oh, of course. Yeah, for who, Joe?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Man.
I will say, I did forget to tell you guys about something. Last week, 2 weeks ago, the previous situationship that I was in with the previous New York girl from November, outrageous move. Texted me last Friday just the Taylor Swift album and said you should listen to this. And I was like, what is happening right
Whoa.
Now? I was like, what?
The Haley song?
Way rough. So
not even one song, whole album. Whole album. I was just like, what is happening right now?
Dude, how many, like, I'm starting to think it might be you.
Is she a Swiftie? Is she a Swiftie? Or is that just like... This reminds me of the way things ended. Like, what do you think that was?
Don't know. Did not get any further details. Got no further clarification. Only you should listen to this. No.
A conversation
didn't
develop out of the... Oh. I would have opened the door.
I just said, sure thing.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's winner-take-all time in the NBA and NHL, and FanDuel's giving you a shot to bring home a big win of your own. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $150 to bet on spreads, money lines, player props, and more. Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make every playoff shot count. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What have you done? You
said sure thing does not. Sure thing would really rub me the wrong way. I don't want to hear a sure thing from anybody.
Good. I hope that that's what happened then. I'm happy to hear that, Hawk, because I hope that's what I was going for. So
sure thing.
I mean, the audacity.
The thumbs up.
Yeah, I should have just hit the thumbs up.
My guess would be it's about track six, but Daddy, I love him.
No.
I don't. Again, about... I did no investigation.
You should have said, so you miss me?
Oh, Hawk, I know that part already. I don't need the clarification on that part.
Clearly.
I know that already.
Yeah.
Which one of your exes do you miss the most?
I hope it's not 14, Jakey. I hope it's not.
which is? I don't like
the smallest man who ever lived.
Yeah, that was the Matt Healy song or whatever. Yeah. Was it the Trusted Pilot Project? Trusted Poets Project?
Trusted Pilot Project is really funny. Try to get your pilot's license.
Oh my gosh.
Frequent flyer miles to New York. So I have a question.
In your
mind.
So you didn't listen?
Like when these things end, is it like more or less amicable? And then it's like, or do you know, like you're like,
I love that in your mind, like, to me,
there are always two versions. Yes.
Let's see. This one that we're currently talking about generally. Yeah. Like was fine.
Tell us about Madison.
The Madison one wasn't great. It didn't go super well.
Yeah.
It sounds like honestly, they all miss you though.
Again, I know so.
Dang.
Oh, that was the
they
other one. I didn't tell you guys about that either. I did get the hit with the 2 weeks ago. I got hit with the "What are you doing tonight?" text from the one before Madison. That
I
was
can't
crazy.
Keep track of all this, I need like.
I didn't think she was local.
No, she is. I might have to make a PowerPoint. Just my lore
spreadsheet.
Yes,
like a Charlie Day map. Sort of thing going on.
Now we might have to go back. It's just the whole thing.
East Coast trip, dude. Wow. Just do it. Check multiple boxes.
Just circus trip.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. East Coast.
Amtrak's
anything
great.
Happening this weekend?
Up and down.
I'm dog sitting again as my usual side hustle continues.
Are you on Rover?
And Vaughn?
Okay, I was like, who's on Rover? Vaughn. Yeah.
I just got a Rolodex. I just have a network.
Yeah.
Are these grotties? Are these on the house, like for beer, sort of thing?
Not when it's because if it's like for a night, like I don't like whatever. Like I dog sat for a night for my buddy, and he was like, he tried to give me money. I was like, dude, like we're going out tonight. Like you can just hit me. Right. But like if it's for a weekend, like my cousin's dog who I'm watching this weekend, like she's gone all weekend for like 3 days. Like hit that Venmo.
What's the market for that?
We've all been in a spot where we've needed money, but boy, I'd have to be down bad to do that.
The dog
some said? Random animal what? Comes in, takes over my house.
You take the dog to the bar.
Oh, I'm not.
Up,
they don't come to my house. I go there. Like my
this
like I'm staying
year,
at my cousin's
better.
Place this weekend.
So
oh,
they
okay.
don't trash your. The dog doesn't trash your house.
Right. Yeah.
It just doesn't seem
and
worth
like,
it for the money.
And,
that,
yeah, and like my buddy's dog, like last week, like, I just stayed there. Like, never my apartment. No.
There is money to be made doing that. Good for you.
It's pretty
we know Joe famously didn't love dogs prior to getting his own. He's changed his heart a little bit. Thanks for watching and listening to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. For those listening, Jim Rome is next. For those watching on Twitch, stay tuned for the Daily Tip.